Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I guess I'll mention Vinny's sideshow tomorrow.
You know what? I was looking at my Instagram.
Yeah.
And some of the comments under my sideshow post, one of them was really funny. She said, don't let I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. The person said, don't let Clarky Clark give you a hard time about your side piece. She had one before you at Johnny Mosley Pod. And I was like, oh, yeah. Sarah's got a side piece.
What crap
too.
Did I give you?
I don't know. I wasn't there for it.
I'm psyched for you. I think it's great. I mean, it's right up your alley. It's a perfect fit.
While mine is just called side piece, you have had a little side gig going for a while, haven't you?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to protect myself from the IRS, Vinny. That's what it comes down to, you know? Some of us have side pieces for other reasons than you might suspect.
Your Anywho. Honesty is very refreshing.
Well, there it is.
Report.
Oh, that's sorry. Right. It's the... right. God, for some reason, I thought it was 9 o'clock. I thought we were going to do techs.
No. So, but I do, my side piece is going to be on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on Alt 105. I'll be on right after Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick, say your name once in a while. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to Alt 105 now just to try and, you know, get a vibe on what everybody's. The music sounds unbelievable. It's so right. good. But Patrick, the afternoon guy, I'm like, guy never says his name.
Yeah.
Patrick, how are you going to get famous if we don't know who you are?
I say it all the time, Patrick.
Sounds good, though. Anyway, yeah, I'll be on after Patrick tomorrow night for an hour. I'm going to be practicing something called word economy.
Oh.
That's where
that
I'll say...
That should be interesting. That's
very
really
few
forte.
Words. Well, it's not my thing. I'm more of a long-form guy, but I'm going to go like as little bursts, little teeny bursts, and then lots of music.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, 7 that. O'clock yep. on Alt 105.3. Meet you there. All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. You can't really visit right now, but you most definitely can call them or go to their website and make it. They are taking appointments. They're happy to help you.
They want to put you on the schedule.
Oh, most definitely. And All Natural Stone did our kitchen here at my house. And man, who knew we were going to be trapped inside with it right after it was finished?
The timing was perfect because it would have sucked if it wasn't done.
But my wife got her dream kitchen. Visit one of their showrooms when you can. Call them today.
Yep.
And find them online at allnaturalstone.com. They're located in Berkeley, San Jose, Burlingame, and
Dublin.
All Natural Stone. Thank you. All right, so the weather today should be another perfect day. Just like yesterday, you should be seeing sunny skies and super warm and nice wherever you're at.
I'm seeing them. It looks good. I'm going to check the temperature.
I believe at my house, the forecast is 72, which is perfect.
Well, it's 52 right now, so it's got some warming up to do, but I'll wait. I'll just take a nap. I'll wake up. It'll be hot out.
So this is an update for you on the coronavirus. More than 2 million people in the world have it.
Oh.
And there's been 126,000 deaths. So this thing continues to be a hot hit.
Mm.
As for when we'll get out of this, I don't want to call it a nightmare, but it looks like Gavin made it he had a press conference yesterday and talked about the six sort of things that need to be happening in order for us to really come out of it. But it's nice to hear it. Just hearing the people in government talk about reopening our country, even if it's in little parts and little pieces,
right?
It does give you a light at the end of the tunnel and make you feel like we're headed the right direction.
Absolutely. I was thrilled to hear that they were talking about it. I'm glad there's a task force put together to make it happen. Hurry up.
Right. Unfortunately, one of the big things is we need better testing or more access to testing, and that seems to be the real holdup. Americans, though, have done a great job at social distancing, despite some of the lapses you see and some of the increased... it's fun
traffic.
When you go, like, there's parks you go to and they're roped off. They've put up signs, they've put up tape, they've had to do a better job saving people from themselves, despite the fact that 90% of the population has been following the guidelines. Oh, so
it's incredible. Mm-hmm. 90% of the population never does anything.
No, you're right. One of the problems we're seeing now is, as Gavin spoke yesterday, he was talking about how concerts and professional sports, they're not going to be open to the public anytime soon.
Right.
So
don't get your hopes up.
A lot of the concert season has already been canceled and rescheduled, and it looks like maybe those things will be canceled for good. Ticketmaster's in trouble because they have quietly made some changes in the language explaining their refund policy. Will exclude postponed and rescheduled events, meaning you can't get your money back. Sorry. You'll just have to wait for the new event that's coming in.
Right.
So people are bummed about that, especially when they realize, you know, they bought those tickets probably long before they were fired. And then they find themselves going, yeah, I need that 160,
right.
You know, $250 bucks back. And Ticketmaster is saying, oh, no.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Sorry.
No.
Sorry about it.
Right. So good luck fighting them on that one.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, though, you know, if you've put a deposit down or you've made, you know, for vacation plans or a lot of, they're just trying to trick you into ways to, you know, you're not getting your money back on flights. They'll push it. You know, you can spend that by, well, you know, you were going to go to Hawaii, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm super mad about the way that went down. And I was about to say, and I don't have time for. I mean, I guess I could, you know, I mean, I've got these little kids that keep asking me to do stuff. But the truth is, when I went, I was just trying to, look, we're not going to Mexico. It's not happening. Not this summer. There's no way.
Oh,
I want to cancel this flight and I want you to give me my money back. And what they said was, we'll give you credit for a flight a year from the date. Whatever.
The trip
I forget.
Was supposed to happen.
Yeah. And it's just like, that's not what I want. I don't want to be stuck taking a trip. Like, I had a trip planned, and that was, we were looking forward to traveling to Mexico with the cooks, but here we are now having to take a trip because we...
Shoehorn that in, Vin.
I just don't like it. So hopefully, I need to call them back and raise more heck, and hopefully I can get my money back. But right now, the way I feel is I'm pretty raw about it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So right now people don't know what day it is. And we've heard people, this has been in the news a little bit. It's definitely funny with all these Groundhog Days, one rolling into the next. Today is Wednesday, everyone. It's
Survivor.
Wednesday.
Survivor! I know that because Survivor's on tonight.
I'm still so jealous you get to do that at 5 o'clock.
I know. Sorry about it. Sorry.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Give me one. Lay them on me.
The most watched episode of a TV series last decade, not counting one-offs like the Super Bowl, was?
The most watched episode in the last 10 years.
Of a TV series in the last decade, not counting one-off events like the Super Bowl, was?
Jesus.
You'll never get it. It was the series premiere of Undercover Boss in 2010 with 38.7 million viewers. The catch here is it came on right after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
So there's the carryover
that is
from the Super Bowl fans who
that's
watched.
Just people who left their TV on as they were saying goodbye to their guests.
Right.
That's funny. That's a good show, though. Sometimes.
You like it?
I've seen a few episodes.
All right.
Yeah.
Napkins.
Oh, I love napkins.
They were invented by Leonardo da Vinci in 1491.
Were they, though? Or did people have to wipe? Really? Leo da Vinci invented those?
Napkins.
I believe you.
Were invented.
Who am I going to ask?
By Leonardo da Vinci in 1491.
Really? The guy gets a lot of credit. Invented the helicopter too, apparently.
So apparently before that everyone was wiping their food on their yoga pants.
Oh, sure, of course. Those were invented by King Henry VIII.
Right.
Because he wanted to see all his wives' butts.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Hello.
There's a 46-year-old guy in, I hope I say this right, Yamagata, Japan.
All right.
Oh, you don't have a...
I believe you.
Okay.
I don't question.
He's a manager at a construction company, and one of his employees, a guy in his 20s, went on a trip to another city recently, so the boss said, you need to stay home. You probably picked up coronavirus out there.
Oh, all right.
The guy came to work anyway, and his boss responded by punching him in the face.
Oh, and now they both have coronavirus?
No, the boss was arrested, actually, for punching him in the face.
Sounds to me like there were deeper issues than just that this guy had traveled. Like, this guy is looking for any excuse for this guy not to come to work. And when he does come in, he punches him in the face. Like,
I would normally say you've got this one figured out. But I have seen, because of the coronavirus, people are touchy. And I've even gotten touchy. There's no question that even though I live in a neighborhood and love all the neighbors I have, we're out in the front yard for a minute and people come running by and you're like, really?
Go right? away.
I mean, what the? Go out into the street. You don't need to run right past us on our driveway.
Right.
There's no doubt people are touchy. And so I don't doubt this guy felt like, you just brought coronavirus to work, you dummy.
As if I didn't have enough problems.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of course, punching someone's really never the answer. I mean,
no, it's
pretty
not.
Much completely exposed
hey,
yourself.
You went to Japan, right?
Yeah.
My wife was telling me because she used to travel a lot for business. In fact, this was long before she even met me. She'd travel everywhere. And she was saying in Japan, and this might be just her experience and, you know, from 12 years ago, but she was saying that she went out and did this whole karaoke thing with the guys from her work in Japan. And I'm like, well, let me see the video. You guys were in tech. You probably all had phones. Let me see that.
Yeah.
And she said that when you party in Japan with people from work, not only do they never pull out phones, there's no camera, no video, zero. They also, when they get back to work the next day, there is zero talk about what happened the night before.
Oh, well, that's like, very convenient. It's like Vegas, but it's for real.
Right, but it's like almost uncomfortable that everyone had this. For her, she was like, it's a trip. They pretend that never happened.
Yeah. Well, that's actually quite convenient, because then if you can get into that mindset, you can also pretend it never happened and do whatever you want.
I don't know. That's a culture thing, but I was tripping out that she said, no, they don't even say like, that was fun last night or...
No acknowledgement.
Not zero. Like,
well, because they don't want to hear how bad they were or what they did after the 100 shots or, you know, no one wants to hear about that. Please. It's a new day.
Here are 5 new skills you can learn online for free right now.
Okay.
There are cooking classes all over the place for free.
Oh my God. It's so true.
There's also tons of different guitar lessons, ukulele, bass classes. Fender's one of the places doing them for free, but there's lots of online stuff on YouTube and more. So people are picking up instruments right now. Learn a new language. Rosetta Stone is offering 3 months of free online classes.
Oh, wow.
You can learn to code.
Oh.
You can start learning the basics at freecodecamp.org.
Freecodecamp.org?
Yep.
Huh. Maybe I'll learn to code.
Your kid can code, right?
Oh, yeah. That's his thing.
They say take free Ivy League courses at classcentral.com. They have a list of 450 online classes you can take. Everything from nursing to quantum mechanics.
Oh, Riley needs to take that one. He's gonna fail that class.
That's at classcentral.com. There's five new things you can learn while you're at home. A new term that's going around, as we've all been trapped in our houses, is isolation envy. Where you see someone's backyard and it looks glorious and you find yourself going, I sure wish I had a backyard like that.
It's real. And listen, I got a great backyard and I still watch some of these celebrities' houses. I'm like, Jesus, that is ridiculous. Why don't I live at Jason Derulo's house?
Oh, really?
It's amazing. The whole back of it opens up. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Look at that place. Look at that.
Is that right?
Oh, God, this place is amazing. A lot of these people, like you see J-Lo and A-Rod and where they're, I'm like, you, what? Is that your driveway or just some road running through the country? You got to be kidding me.
The Coronado National Forest in Arizona locked its bathrooms to help encourage people to stay at home.
Uh-oh.
Don't come out here. We don't want you.
But the people who were there needed someplace to go.
So they're crapping outside the bathroom door.
Yeah. Here's a little gift for you.
Oh, really? You're going
to
lock us
bathroom.
Out? Well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to clean a pile of Duke before you can even unlock the door. What's my time like?
That's not cool.
It is. That's Arizona. You people are savages.
Listen, when you got to go, you got to go. They ran for the bathroom and they couldn't. The there was locked. And it was, you know, how sometimes you're like, God, if this toilet had been one step further, I never would have made it. You know, it's the way it is sometimes, people.
What did you just say?
You heard me.
If the toilet was one step farther, you never would have made it.
You had the wherewithal to get exactly there. And if it had been one step further,
did I poop myself?
So much for these parents.
800-400-3697. That's our phone number, but that's also our text number. You can text us there. We love to hear from you. Before napkins, there were bibs. Bibs worn by kings transferred into the tie of today.
Oh.
You think that's true, or you think this texture's all high?
Well, there's no way to check it. Probably all high. And maybe right.
I've heard mushrooms are legal now. This person's probably on mushrooms.
Probably. Bibs, though, huh?
I'm with you, Vin. My hubby and I were supposed to go to the UK. No, next month, and had to cancel. The international airline is giving us a $1,600 credit for our tickets to be used by 12/31/20 for travel before. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So they got to book the travel by the end of this year. Good luck.
They're pulling this move on everybody, and then on top of that, they're asking for the government to give them a bunch of dough to save themselves.
Yeah.
And the government's done it, too, by the way.
Of course they have.
Handed them cash.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, here they are just gouging us.
Well, we can't have the airline shut down. They're too big to fail.
Thing that ticks me off is I never pre-plan anything, and the one time I do, I get caught in a bear trap.
Dude, every time you plan something, you get caught in a bear trap. You had to cancel a trip to Hawaii a couple years. I mean, it's just, you should never book travel.
I am with you.
No, I mean, you should never. I'm going to book travel. I'm still going to book it. Working out. Although we put a deposit on a house. We were supposed to do a big family reunion in August. Everybody had made plans. We put money down on a house. And they're like, we'll just give you a credit. And you can, I'm like, yeah, but.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Until you said it was Wednesday, I was totally thinking it was Thursday. That's 925. Yeah. It's going around.
Keep you one day further away from the weekend.
Hey, I'll read more texts on the other side of these. Hang.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.